definitely didn't come out, didn't start off the way we thought we would from preseason. But we stayed persistent, and even through a pretty sloppy game, we kept our heads, I guess. And yeah, Sandberg definitely had a few threatening players up top and through the midfield that I thought our back line dealt with pretty well.
Yeah.
For considering that our speed might have been a little less than one or two of their guys up top.
Mm-hmm.
Thought they dealt with it pretty well. And
you know, I see my the very start, the first 15 minutes or so, they were causing us some havoc back there. But after that, kind of settled down.
Yeah, they were winning some corners, possessing the ball on our end a little too much for our liking.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, we eventually caught a bit of a rhythm. Still wasn't, you know, too many mistakes to keep it going the whole time. But
second half, it's again having connection problems. You know, there's a bunch of offsides. These things are, you know, but everything kind of lit up. You scored a real nice shot. That kind of sparked things, obviously.
Yeah, definitely one of my more exciting goals, and I think it got us going a little bit, got the team going a little bit, and we knew at that point that we would kind of start cruising through it a little bit more, and then Gabriel came up with a couple big goals to cap it off.
So. Mm-hmm. Well, it's a good, actually, to have a match because you're going to have some tough match right off the bat, because it's going to be tough here during this next stretch, and Hinsdale South tomorrow, and then we saw Nico the other day. Yeah. So that's good, though. You're going to find out about where you're at this stage, aren't you?
Yeah, I think we definitely have a few kinks we have to work out before the Nico game, and South supposedly has a pretty strong team this year.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we'll find a bit more of a rhythm after we play a couple more games. So.
Yeah. Obviously, if some people from last year's state champs, we just can't replace. But you got a nice group back, and some good kids coming on board with you. So there's good reason to be excited about what could happen this year. What do you like? What is it that you like the most about this year's team? It gives you the most hope that it's going to be another successful year for you guys.
Yeah, we're definitely getting a few different looks, a little bit of a change in style. We have maybe a little less possession soccer this year, but more threatening out wide and up top and in a different way. And I thought we were pretty solid in the back today for after losing Billy McGinnis and Chris Mongas and Will Goss and all them.
That was exactly, because that was a big concern for you guys, how well they're going to play in the back. I mean, you know, you guys can have the ability on up front to do some stuff, but how well the team's going to play in the back is going to be a big key on how successful it's going
to be. Yeah, it was good to start off with a clean sheet our first day and build some confidence for the guys in the back. Thought Matt Thomas had a pretty good game, kept it fairly clean.
Uh-huh.
Especially with that one quick kid up top,
mm-hmm.
you know who I'm talking about, mm-hmm. and our outside backs were pretty solid as well. So,
okay, all right.